This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel, Se'if Gimel. Kisha Poiseya, when you take the three steps back. Oiker Regel Smal Tchila, you first move your left foot back first. You move your left foot back, that's how you start, yeah? And why the left foot? Look in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkata and Yud Gimel Tchila, Demestama Oiker Enosh Kara Diamina Bereisha. Normally people uproot their right foot first. I always wondered about this, like, lefty-righty, does it apply by feet? You know, yeah? Are you a lefty and a righty, like, is there lefty-righty by foot? Yeah, l'chayra. L'chayin oiker kan b'smol, demar ba'atza kilu kavod alav lipatim min amakam. You uproot your left foot to show that it's difficult for you to take leave of Hashem v'ayin bebir halacha. So what about if you're a lefty? If you're a lefty, do you first put your right foot back first? Luckily, I'm a righty. I don't need... Yeah. Any lefties here? Rav Usher is a lefty. Even though he's raising his right hand, and he's signaling his right hand, that's because... He's, I don't know, he's multi-talented. But actually, most people in my family are lefties, besides me. I have a lot of lefties in my family. Anyway, the Magen Avraham says, according to this, a lefty should first take his should first put his right foot back. But there's another reason for this that's brought in the Taz, that accordingly there's no chilik between a righty and lefty, and that's how the Ber Hetev was soisim. But the Chayadim, the Graz, they bring the first reason of the Magen Avraham, and then it would spell a difference by a lefty. He doesn't bring what that other reason is. I guess we would have to look that up. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vinei seder hashalosh psiyos eluhu." Here's the order of the three steps. Tchila yafsiya beregel smal psiya ktana. First you take a small step back with your left foot. V'achar kach yafsiya b'shal yamin psiya gedoyla. Then you take a big step back with your right foot. V'achar kach yafsiya b'smal b'ofen shiya raglav shavim. Then you take a small step with your left foot to make your feet equal, meaning like this. I'll demonstrate, but you won't be able to see my feet, but not sure how this is going to help. So you take a left foot back first so that the toes of your left foot are equal to the heel of your right foot. Then you take so that's a half a step. Then you take a big full step where now the toe of your right foot is equal to the heel of your left foot, and then you have the 2 feet together. Okay? That's the correct way to do it. The Chazon Ish would be poiseya all the three steps with his feet far from each other. I guess that means he would not take a half a step with the left foot. Take a big step. I don't know what the Chazon Ish did, and that's not what the Mishnah Berurah says, so I'm not sure why he did that. Okay. Vayter in the Mishnah Berurah. We have to see further in the Mechaber. The shear of these footsteps, the chalapachas who kidei sheyitain gudol b'tzadokev. You want to put the toe by the heel, but as we said, you're going to put by putting the left foot by the right heel. That's a shorter step. By now putting the right foot by the left heel, that's a bigger step. L'chadchila lo yafsi psios gasas yosim zeh. L'chadchila, you should not take bigger steps than this. Beis Yosef b'shem Arches Chaim v'das atzmai. What does Vidalid Ayin stand for? Do you have that in your Mishnah Berurah? Lefi hatam shekasa beis Yosef legimel psiyos b'shem Rav Hai. Let's see this Mishnah Berura in Simen Kuf Chaf Gimel. V'divrei atzmai. That's the Ramah's own opinion, according to the reasoning of the Beis Yosef for the three footsteps in the name of Rav Haigoin. Says the Mishnah Berura, Kedei sheyitein. Just like the footsteps of the Kohanim when they did the Avodah, they would put their heel by their toe, less than this amount, it's not considered a footstep at all. You can't be lenient even if it's a very tight spot. So let's say yesterday I davened in a shul, and they had pews. Yeah? So if they're pews, there's nowhere to go. And actually, it was yeshiva week. And, you know, my son was hacking me. Can we go to this place? Achaim HaShalom, Achaim HaShalom. I said, if I'm ready. Otherwise, I have to go to a different place that was 5 minutes later. And I needed to go to the place that was 5 minutes later. And he's looking at me. We're taking the three steps back. He's like, where am I supposed to go over here? You know, like, and I never even... I like got so used to the fact that in the pews, so what do you do in the pews? You like make a 90-degree turn, basically. Really, it's not good enough to take like these minuscule steps. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. That pachos mishir zeh ein olah shem psia klal ein lahakel afila makam tzar v'dachak. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, take steps to the sides, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says as well. That's what I did. So in other words, you turn yourself 90 degrees. Now, if you look around, people are not, they're not doing that. No, they're not doing that. That's because they didn't, that's because we weren't up to this halacha yesterday, so nobody did. But now that the word is out, they're going to get the memo to turn 90 degrees. Now, v'yesh mekilim b'makam atchak, there are those who are lenient if it's a makam atchak. That is what? To take baby steps. Like the Bach brings in the Shaar Tzion Sivkatan Tezayin. But less than three steps, the Shulchan Shlomo says, you cannot be lenient, afilu b'shas hadchak. What if like this? You couldn't take really three steps back. So you took three baby steps, and now they move the bench behind you. Do I now have to take bigger steps? No, you did what you did. V'davkim ha'adam ha'oymed achrav ina mispala. This that you take the three steps back is if the guy behind you isn't davening. Avikshu mispala, if he's davening, b'chol gavnei ein loy lefsoya b'toch dalet amos. In all situations, you should not walk in his dalet amos. V'chanal b'simin kufbeis. Do lachachilo, you should not take bigger steps than this. Lishna darama ina meduktuk. The lashon of the Rama is not accurate or precise. Dehavale lichta b'lashon v'yeshoimrim. He should have wrote v'yeshoimrim. Why? Because he's arguing on the mechaber. The mechaber says the way you take the three steps back is you first oikar regal smal. And you want to put the gudol b'tzad okev. And now the Rama is saying, don't take psiyos gasos yoser mizah. Meaning, the Rama is actually saying, it's better to take big steps. The hachoylek al mechaber, the sphere le l'chol apachos. It's mashma. Meaning, if you look carefully at the Lashon and the Mechaber, Shir says, L'chol apachos. The Mechaber Shita is that this shear of your toe by your heel is minimum. But you really, it's better to take bigger ones. Now I understand some people, you see some people, they're davening Shmoneh Esrei in the front of the shul. You turn around, they're in the back of the shul. How'd they get there? So if you would watch how they take the three steps back, I don't know, they You know, they cover a lot of ground in their three steps. That's the Shita of the Mechaber. The Ramah says no. The Ramah is a Yesh Oimrim. Meaning the Ramah says, the Mechaber is saying the minimum shear, but bigger the better. So what, Sfardim take big steps? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So this, where does this Yesh Oimrim come from? The Beis Yosef in the name of the Orchos Chaim, the Das Atz Divrei Atzmai, according to the reason of the Beis Yosef. Okay, maybe at the end of the show I'll take out my special Orchos Chaim from the Chidah. Okay, then the Mishnah Berurah continues, Lo Yafsia. Why? Why lechadchila should you not take bigger steps? The tefillah is keneged tamidim tiknam. The tefillah is were instead keneged the karbonos. Uveinan dumi to kohanim ba'avodasim. You need it to be similar to the kohanim their avodah. Lachin lo yafsia b'sus gasus yoser. You shouldn't take bigger steps. Va'oid demechsei karatz of nemach. Looks like you're running from the king. Lachin pasku abach v'derech hachayim. The Bir Agra equates this with what we learned earlier in Siman Sadi, that when you leave the Beis HaKnesses, you're now at a run, you're now at a take a Psia Gasa, because it shows that it's difficult for you to leave the shul. So too, the reason why not to take bigger steps from Shemana Esrei is it looks like you're running out of Shemana Esrei. Now, what about the guy? You ever see a guy, they take 17 steps at the end of Shemana Esrei? Now, I don't think he means any harm. He just has no clue, that's all, you know? But the question is, are you allowed to be moisif on the steps? Misha moisif ala shoyis psiyos havayur. If you add to the three steps, it's gaiva. Says Mishmura havayur, shenirashu choylek kavay lashkin yosim mishabnei adam. It looks like you're offering more honor to Hashem than everyone else. It's good to offer more kavod It's not good to be a bal gaiva. So it's not worth it. It's not worth it. That's what yura is. Yura is when you do things publicly better than other people. Now, it's specifically talking about things that are not required. You know, for example, learning Torah, you have to learn. So there's no yura. But if you're noyig a certain chumrah, then you should not do it in the presence of other people if they're not doing it. There are a lot of guidelines of that.
I thought it meant giving chilas more kavod to Hashem than your than the kavod you give to others.
No, you're giving Hashem more honor than other people give him honor.
Right.
Yeah. All right, friends. Have a good one. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.